Another Saturday morning, and you know what that means. Another delicious cup of coffee.
And garden talk.
That it is. It is Garden Talk Saturday morning, which means Gwen Kilcher in the beautiful red dressage and the wine country polo shirt, and me, Steve Garner, in my French-inspired blue and white striped sailor shirt.
I was going to say, you look like you're ready to go sailing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The end of the year. It's the end of the year, officially, today. That doesn't happen except every 7 years here on Garden Talk. So we got a dandy little program planned for our listeners this morning. John Ash will be in, along with the wine guy, Tom Simino, celebrating 20 years of our end-of-the-year Best Wines of the Year show. Tom started in 1996, coming on the show at the last Saturday of the year, and he'll debut his best wine picks of the year. We have no idea. We don't see the list till Tom comes in this morning, so it should be fun with In the Kitchen with John Ash. I've got a hunger this morning.
You always have a hunger.
And the only person that can satisfy that hunger is Dennis Dunn at the original certified farmer's market, who is surrounded by the freshest foods imaginable. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing fine, and we're hungry.
So am I, as a matter of fact.
What is up? Go ahead.
And salivating as I'm walking around.
Well, it's a picture-perfect morning. Maybe a sprinkle later today is what they're calling for, possibly. Looks like sprinkles possibly Monday and Tuesday of this week also. But this morning we have clear skies and I'm sure a good turnout for the market.
Yeah, it's a nice market today. It's a nice market. We got everything you need.
Where are you starting this morning on our tour?
Oh, I'm right in the middle of the ag area, so I'm looking at, beautiful potatoes. Tom Noble at Armstrong Valley's got beautiful potatoes. And New Family Farm is here, and I saw the largest red potatoes that I've ever seen. I mean, one potato could probably feed a small army.
Are we talking softball-sized red potatoes?
Larger. Well, both softball, maybe a little bit larger. They're huge.
Did you get the variety name?
Let me see. She's busy right now. I could ask, but she's busy. But they're large.
That's okay.
Gwen wants to know.
Well, yeah, okay. I will find out for her.
If not, no problem.
Okay, so beautiful potato leek soup, maybe with some Dunn Brothers sausage would be wonderful for the weekend. What else?
Absolutely.
What else?
Lots of the root vegetables, beets and turnips, carrots, some beautiful little French radishes. Let's see, looks like there's some wild fennel, lots of leafy green vegetables. It's a good market.
Beautiful. Lots of wonderful green escarole and radicchios and things like that. Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful radicchio. Little tight heads of radicchio at Bernier Farms.
What can you do what can you do for me for fruit? You got any citrus hanging around?
Let's see. We do not have any fruit vendor today.
No fruit today. Okay.
No fruit of the day, unfortunately.
That's okay, but plenty of produce. Where to next?
Let's see. I'm on Protein Row here. Ed and Deb Owens are here from Owens Family Farms, and they've got the lamb salami. Oh, they've got lamb, beef, and pork terry, which is great. Beef ribs, pork ribs. Salmon Creek Ranch. I've already picked up a pound of ground beef from Salmon Creek Ranch, and they've got all kinds of beef and goat. Sprouse Family Creamery is here, which is always wonderful. It looks like they've got ice cream today and all of their organic milks and half and half and butters and sour creams and yogurt.
Wow, you got covered for the protein world of cheeses and dairy and beef and chicken and goat. And what about the seafood world? What does that look
like? Loads of seafood. Anna's is here with her wide variety and looking at Atlantic salmon. It looks like large scallops. Ahi tuna, smoked trout, oysters, clams. Anella's is here with their fresh crab. And Princess Seafood is down from Fort Bragg with their one. I've already picked up two coho fillets from Princess Seafood.
That's really exciting, and we certainly, I'm glad you mentioned this, because anyone that knows is knows that the crab fishermen are involved in a potential strike with the retailers because of not getting the price that they were guaranteed, and so there may very well not be crab available in most of the larger retail markets. But, as you just heard Dennis say, fresh crab at the market, is that correct, Dennis?
Yes, we have fresh crab, and like I said, Anella's has got some, but it's going, I can tell you that Anella's, from what I've seen this morning, it's going fast. I've seen people walking out with bags of it.
Okay, so if you don't go now, don't anticipate having it in an hour or so, because it's one of the few places you can get fresh, cooked, and caught crab this morning for New Year's. So yep. Another reason to get to the market this morning. Where to next, Dennis?
Well, Protein Row here, we've got... Full Circle is here with all of their wonderful pastries and bread. So they got a good selection of sliced bread today, and the cheese loaves, which are wonderful. Carl from Trousseau's is here with everything. So I think he's got one of everything the bakery makes except for cakes. If you haven't had Trousseau's English muffins, try them. They're wonderful.
Perfect for New Year's morning.
Yep, and Raymond's is here with a wide selection of good stuff.
All right, so no need to settle for a second-rate pastry when you go to the market tonight to get something for your New Year's Eve party today. All right,
that's
so we've
right.
taken care of our sweets, so we've taken care of our proteins, our fruits and vegetables. Prepared foods, who's there this morning?
Well, Mi Fiesta is here, and Sylvia is busily heating up my breakfast tamales here in a second. So always get some, you know, the tamales and her and Mithias and stuff is wonderful. Latte's here, and I believe she's got her wonderful pumpkin curry and her samosas. And Anella's has got their, not only do they have the fresh crab, they've got their wide array of crab sandwiches and breakfast sandwiches and clam chowder, which I'm also bringing home tonight for dinner. So yeah, there's plenty to eat.
Marvelous. A cup of coffee this morning will start us off?
Absolutely, at the smoothie guy, he's got a pot going. Unfortunately, our regular coffee guy, Gary, from Gaga's had some health issues, so he'll be back soon, we hope.
Okay, good enough. And what are the Dunn Brothers featuring in the World Sausage Emporium today?
We have Calabrese, a Calabrian sausage with Calabrian chilies and wild fennel. We have Toscana, which is actually my favorite mild sausage, with mace, coriander, and garlic. We have a little bit of a sage, country sausage, and we have chicken liver, Tuscan chicken liver pate.
Whew, man, you got the full refrigerated case this morning. Who will be serenading us at the market?
We have no serenading today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Maybe I'll put my playlist on and find a speaker somewhere, and we can listen to it to normal tunes.
Well, you know, what about the light opera with Dennis Dunn today?
That's right. I was in the aria from the Barber of Seville.
What's on the New Year's Eve agenda for the Dunns tonight?
My friends have gone out of town, so I'm supposed to be feeding their dog and cat, their dog and cats, plural. So I think I'm just going to take over their house. They're going to feed the dogs. I'm taking over the house.
Oh, and you're having like a big blowout or something?
No, this folks house, we usually have our annual New Year's Eve stuff, but they're all going elsewhere. So her brother and I and a couple other friends are just going to go over there and take over the house.
All right, so you're nice, safe, and sane New Year's.
Absolutely.
All right, that's what I love to hear. It's all happening at the market today. Beautiful produce. Remember, get the crab while you can. It's one of the few places you can find it at the beautiful Luther Burbank Center. Yes, 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road exit. You can't miss it. It's our longest year-round farmers market since the late 1960s. Fresh farm produce right from your door, from the farmer to you. Can't get any fresher. Support local agriculture, 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. If you missed today, there's always the midweek market, Wednesday, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Have a beautiful New Year's, and I look forward to many, many months of good eating in 2017.
Thanks, Stephen Glenn. Say hi to John Ash for me.
Will do. Take care, Dennis.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year to you. Dennis Dunn, our market spokesperson from the original Certified Farmers Market. A great way to start and end the new year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Great way to start the new year next year and end today.
I would love to find out who was at the market, you know, the farmers way back when it first started, and who's still there now. You know, like if they have or generations.
Generations. That's a great question. Yes. Because I think it was 1968, I think, was the first market. You know who would know would be Paula Downing, of course.
Right.
Paula would have
right.
that history.
I have to ask her.
So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll go to calls for our end of the year show. We'd love to hear what you grew this year that was new and successful, something you tried either in the spring, summer, fall, winter garden, landscaping ideas that you made a reality this year, whether you did some transplanting, drought-resistant planting, did you do a complete tear out of lawns this year? We want to do a summation of just kind of a cleanup in your garden.
I like that.
The cleanup.
Year-end clearance.
And look what we have for our listeners this morning. Look what I have in my hand here.
What?
Just a little something to say thanks to our KSRO Garden Talk family for supporting us for another year. A $50 gift certificate to Mary's Restaurant. Any of the Mary's in Sonoma County. It must be used by September 30th, 2017 at all the locations except Rohnert Park, Redding, and Anderson. But any of the Santa Rosa, Sebastopol locations. $50 for anyone that gets on the show and contributes a little summation or a question of their gardening efforts in 2016 will be entered into the drawing. We'll just choose a name, as you know. We just pick it out of the hat at random at 11 o'clock, and someone will go away with a $50 gift certificate to Mary's Italian Restaurants. How about that?
Oh, I love it.
All you need to do is get on with a question, 636-1350, from now until 10:59. You have that long to get on. Or you can always email steve@ksro.com, and that will count also. But it's always nice to talk with this is radio. We like the sound of the human voice,
and I like to ask people questions.
I know
too.
You do.
We get pictures like okay.
The internet is wonderful, but it's a one-way conversation.
Yes,
by and large.
Yeah.
So give us a call. No one on hold at this moment. 636-1350. We'll go right to the calls after this break, and of course we couldn't do the show. I mean, we can do the show without me and without Gwen, but we can't do it without Pine Bark. Pine Bark, our longtime suffering producer in the other room, taking calls at 636-1350. Put Pine to work. No one on hold at this moment. We're going right to your calls when we return.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour with Steve Garner, Saturday mornings 9 to noon on 1350 in the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
You've heard about reverse mortgages 100 times on TV, but have you ever heard the whole story? Hi, I'm David Carter, NMLS ID 540322. I've been in the mortgage industry for 12 years, and I specialize in reverse mortgages. If you're 62 or older and you own your home, let's talk. Simply tell me your needs and goals, and I can explain how this great financial tool works. Call me at 707-235-8786 for an appointment. Santa Rosa is my home, and this is where I've guided people like you through the process for 12 years. There's no obligation, so call 707-235-8786 to learn more.
Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS 1019941. Full licensing at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Not available to Hawaii and New York residents. Terms and conditions apply. Reverse mortgages are first mortgages. A reverse mortgage is a home secured debt payable upon default or maturity event. Call 973-842-2448 or 888-494-0882. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lender's Law license.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrats Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your holiday feasts. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to quail and rabbit. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Federal Reserve has cut
mortgage giants Fannie Mae
indicated interest rates are still going to go up this year as planned.
The Federal Reserve is not going to raise interest rates.
Are you confused by all the news coming from the housing, lending, and financial markets? How can anyone make sense of it all?
Hi, I'm George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans. It's time to cut through all the rhetoric and present you with the financial news that you can use. Join me every Wednesday from 12 to 12:30 on air with George Adair. I'm going to decode the news that affects you, your financial health, and your well-being. Isn't it time to understand the news you can actually use?
On Air with George Adair, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. on KSRO.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act under the Department of Business Oversight.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We'd love to hear from you this morning as we pull the curtain down on another year of Garden Talk. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. Our program began in October 1987, and here we are, these many years ago, still yakking about gardening. Actually, gardening began on KSRO in 1962. The club members of the Santa Rosa Garden Club participated in a gardening program called the Garden Club of the Air, which began on KSRO in 1962. The members came on and contributed community awareness about conservation, horticulture, floriculture, nature study. The clubs work with kids and with people confined in convalescent homes. And that show was on from 1962 to 1985.
Wow.
On KSRO. And then there was a two-year hiatus, and then we came on with the full two-hour gardening talk in October 1987. So a long history of gardening on KSRO. Let's welcome Bonnie to the program from Sebastopol, California, who has a review of her year in gardening. Hi, Bonnie. What went well and what didn't go so well this past year?
Okay, so I bought a blood orange tree that's in a 5-gallon container.
Okay.
And I bought it with the blossoms on, and as a present, it has one orange that is still green. It's a good size orange. So with the frost, since I didn't plant it, I take it in every night inside a building. So so far, I think it's doing fairly well. But the other tree that I bought was a Fairchild tangerine, and that looks like it has like leaves that are lime green and then dark green and not as much foliage. So if you can help me as to what I should do with that plant, that would be helpful.
Is that Fairchild one in the ground, or is that another one in a pot you're bringing in? I didn't get
yes,
that part.
It's also in a, I think, a 2.5 type container, and okay. I bring it in as well.
And yeah. You didn't bring that in. Can you
No, I do bring it in.
Yeah, you bring it in. Could you tell if that plant is root-bound?
Maybe it is.
Leaves that would be a pale green color or starting to turn yellow, just not a healthy green color, especially the new growth, that's an indication that it's running out of food in the soil.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of, is there any fruit or anything on it now, or is it just growing?
No.
Kind of hanging?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just growing. There's no fruit, no nothing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you could give it some organic citrus food and just leave it alone and then replant it in the springtime. But just give half the strength of what it says on the box. Half the amount, but twice as often. So you have a slow, steady release of fertilizer instead of a whole bunch at one time. And then it slowly peters out, and then it starts to get hungry again, and then you give it a whole bunch of fertilizer, and you got a lot of new growth. So this way, the growth will be more consistent if you gave it half of the amount and just twice as often, okay?
And the other tree seems to be doing okay?
Yeah, so leave that one alone for now, okay? Mm-hmm. It's doing fine. So with the Fairchild tangerine, if that fertilizer's not working in a few months, because mm-hmm. in the wintertime when it's cold, a lot of the fertilizers don't work. They need mm-hmm. the water, you know, warm water, warm temperature, warm soil in order to get that fertilizer to work. So if you can keep it by a sunny window inside where it's warmer more uh-huh. than it's cold, then that yeah. fertilizer will work faster for you.
Okay.
Okay? Uh-huh. And if yeah. that's all impossible or this and that, then you're going to have to transplant that plant into a bigger pot yeah. with fresh soil that has all the nutrients already in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you hate to do that.
Do those trees take an acid soil?
No. They just take regular, you know, all-purpose planting mix, okay. potting okay. soil, whatnot. That's okay.
Okay. All right.
They don't have that. Just because they're, you know, like limes and lemons could be sour doesn't mean that they need a acid pH soil. So, no.
Okay.
But
okay.
but if, you know, do whatever's easier for you. If it's easy to transplant it now and be done, okay. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to keep it inside or really well protected from the cold because you've yeah. disturbed that root system, and that's going to take a toll on the plant when it's really cold. So that's why you don't do any transplanting at this time of the year with citrus.
So that was the main big new adventure for you gardening this year, were your citrus?
Yeah, because I don't have any citrus on my property.
Okay.
But I do have one good thing to tell you, is I make good use of my persimmon tree.
How's that?
I take the persimmons when they're very, very soft before the robins come to eat them all, and I wait for them to get really, really soft, and then I put them in a Cuisinart, and I make a salsa out of them.
Ooh.
Wow. You must have had a lot of salsa.
I know, and so I have to put them in real big, heavy. Yeah, so every 3 days I'm making a salsa. I try to give it away to people. So my recipe is kind of like tomatillas, Roma tomatoes, white onion, a little bit of a hot pepper, add the persimmons that are like gooey and stuff, and make a great salsa.
Wow, could you freeze it then?
I possibly could, but so far I've given them away as fresh stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking if you had a lot and didn't have anything to do with it or nowhere to go, put it in the freezer.
Now everyone wants to be friends with Bonnie.
Yeah.
Well, all the people that I've let them try this out, they go, oh my goodness, it is so good. And they never stop eating it. It goes fast.
What a great idea and a great use of a big crop of persimmons. So did you have more persimmons than usual this year?
I get about 500 persimmons off my tree because this tree is over 25 years old.
Wow.
And it's so high that the top half goes to the robins and the bottom half goes to me.
That's fair.
And you do
yeah,
any,
why not?
Do you do any pruning or any TLC for this tree at all?
Well, my problem is at nighttime sometimes I have a visitor and it's a raccoon. One year I had 5 raccoons up at the tree. It was really funny to see. But they sometimes break the old branches.
Yeah.
So the tree sometimes has brittle branches, and that's almost like a self-pruning. But this year, the lower branches are getting all over the place. I stake them up with big stakes mm-hmm. to support it. But this time I'm going to trim it, and I think in another 2 or 3 weeks I'll start trimming it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can shorten the width of the tree. So mm-hmm. don't cut all the branches off so you have one long branch where it has all
not
that
at all.
Weight. And so if you
yeah.
can cut it back, yeah, just don't do a lot. Don't cut more than a quarter of the plant.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know how that tree works when it yeah. brings up new branches. I've watched it for the last 15, 16 years.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know what my father-in-law did? He got a few fake snakes from a toy store or something, and they're like those rubbery looking, and they're kind of colorful, and he
oh, yeah.
put them up there in the branches here and there. He also put up some they're not inflatable, I don't know, like plastic looking owls, and he hasn't had anybody go near his persimmon tree.
Is that true?
And every few days he would move them around because he thinks the birds would get smart and see that these things haven't moved in a week. And then they take their chance and they get closer and they go, huh, these aren't even alive.
But you're not going to stare down any raccoons with those up in a tree. Raccoons will laugh at that.
I let them have it at nighttime. They come at 11:30 at night or 2 in the morning. They can eat what they want because, you know,
yeah.
up out top I can't reach them, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You have a good attitude.
Yep.
sharing with the wildlife. Congratulations on your persimmon harvest and your new adventure into the world of citrus, and your generosity in providing all that great salsa for your friends and family.
Friends.
Have a wonderful new year. Nice talking to you, Bonnie. One more thing, Gwen.
Don't forget, you should transplant those two citrus in the springtime. Okay? They need to get out of those small pots in something the size of a half wine barrel.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care. Good talking with you, Bonnie. That takes us down to the half-hour point. We'll come back and go right to calls. Remember, somebody's going to walk away with this $50 gift certificate to Mary's Pizza as a way of thanking all of our lovely listeners for another beautiful 2016 of chit-chat, of conversation. Back after this, it is Garden Talk live at KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
The best. Each year, Sonoma County searches for the best. You voted Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon. Why? He listens, he cares, and he and his team are highly skilled in cosmetic procedures, including Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, smart lipo, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us the 2016 Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgeon. We are humbled by your kindness and will continue to strive to achieve the best cosmetic results possible because patient happiness and self-confidence is our top priority.
The best. A true professional with skills beyond the ordinary. Cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation or visit his website at drwaltertom.com. That's drwaltertom.com. They look forward to hearing from you.
You're enjoying the holidays and gearing up for the new year. Maybe you're thinking about finding your next career, the job of your dreams, or extra income for 2017? Well, mark January 18th from 3 to 6 on your calendar for the Sonoma County Employment Expo. Join over 40 employers looking for you. From career to part-time positions, you'll get to meet potential employers in person and could get hired on the spot. With unemployment in Sonoma County hovering around 4%, it's a job seeker's market. See employers like Y Green Works, Manzana Products, First Security Services, Pro Transport, Goodwill Industries, and First California Mortgage. There will also be over 20 organizations offering special resources and services for military veterans. Come see all the opportunities at the Sonoma County Employment Expo, Wednesday, January 18th from 3 to 6 at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. Go to this station's website for more info.
He's helped businesses on five continents succeed, expand, and profit, guided large corporations and small businesses. He's shared the secrets of successful advertising with over 40,000 business owners, and now he wants to share them with you. His name is Matt Hackett, international speaker and media expert, and he's coming to Sonoma County to speak the week of January 30th. Learn the secrets the world's largest corporations use and how you can apply them to your business. Go to KSRO.com to reserve your seat today.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Beijing is among the latest to celebrate the new year. This is the first of two New Year celebrations for China. Chinese New Year arrives on January 28th. A million people are expected to watch the big ball drop in Times Square. The crowd began forming this morning. Security is tight. The city sanitation department's sand trucks are strategically parked to prevent attacks like in Berlin and in Nice, France. The Islamic State group says it was behind two suicide bombings today in Iraq, which killed at least three dozen people. Pennsylvania State Police say a suspect in the fatal shooting of a trooper has been shot and killed after making threats to police who located him this morning. Police say the suspect was in a mobile home in the central part of the state. Pope Francis calling on Catholics around the world to help young people find a place in society. He says a culture that idolizes youth hasn't managed to do that yet. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Few clouds today, high 58, 56 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 37, 42 on the shores. Sunny skies for Sunday at 54, 53 in Bodega Bay. Monday, cloudy with a chance of rain at 48, 47 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Old acquaintance be forgot. We're on. It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher, Pine Bark in the other room, our producer, taking your calls at 636-1350. The end of the year wrap up. What went well in your garden? What didn't go so well? What were the challenges you faced? What were you successful? What were you unsuccessful with? Varieties you would think about growing again, something new you tried, something that petered out. We won't be growing that again. This is the wrap-up. This is how we learn. This is how we move forward every single year. 636-1350, we'd love to hear from you. As soon as you call, we will get you on the air. You won't be on hold, believe me, for more than a minute or two. That's how we move through calls. And we keep notes. Gwen keeps notes in her binder about what went well and what didn't go well from year to year, so we can always have this reference available for us when you call. 636-1350. And in my box this morning was a $50 gift certificate to Mary's Pizza Family Restaurant here in Santa Rosa. And I thought, why not give this away to one of our lucky Garden Talk callers this morning? If you get on with a question or an email, we will enter you in a drawing shortly before 11 o'clock today. One of you will win a $50 gift certificate to Mary's, a Sonoma County tradition for some 67 years, I think. They've been around since the late 1950s or so. Pizza, pasta, and more. Mary's Pizza Shack. Oh, here it is. Since 1959. I was right.
Wow.
I didn't see that in the small print. 636-1350. Nobody on hold at this particular moment in time. Now, if you've been following Garden Talk for the past few weeks, you know that Gwen has been angry. And you don't hear anger coming from Gwen very often, but something has been decimating her garden. And we've talked about what it possibly could be on and off and on and off. And Gwen said a couple weeks ago, we're going to get a motion detector camera and have that set up because we're so frustrated and see if we can capture something on film or on still photos about what might be getting underneath these floating row covers that you have. And you have them down on the ground. They're not just, you know, they're there. What is possibly getting underneath and destroying your garden? So, have you been able to set up the camera, number one?
Yes, Walter set it up, and he put it in several different places in the garden, actually, to see, you know, just what's coming underneath the house, underneath our fence, underneath the row covers.
And with that, we're going to pause right there. We know that the camera's been set up, correct?
Uh-huh.
Let's take Noreen's call, calling from Santa Rosa. Good morning, Noreen. Welcome to Garden Talk. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I have a couple of Australian tree ferns that are still in pots I bought last summer. And now that it's freezing, I'm covering them up with sheets for the freeze. And some of the branches are breaking because the sheets are kind of heavy. So should I just bring them inside and keep them in for a while?
Australian tea tree? Did you say, tree, or is it that big
tree,
fern?
Another tree fern.
Tree fern, okay. All right, that one. You know, can you put them inside the garage or someplace? You don't have to bring them in the house, but you can bring them in.
The garage is too full.
Oh, okay. How big are the plants?
They're probably about 4 feet tall.
Okay, so you have room in your house that you could just, like, bring them right inside the door at night and then just put them back outside during the day. What you could do is just get some twine and pull the leaves up and just wrap them so they're closed up So it's easier for you to move them around just in case you break off a leaf. But if you don't, that's no big deal, because those leaves probably by next spring, late spring, early summer, will probably die off and then the new leaves come out again. So
okay.
So you could tie them and make it easier to move them in and out of the house. Or if you don't worry about the leaves breaking, because they will eventually die, like I said, in the spring, and you cut them off and then new leaves come out. So, yeah, they are pretty frost tender, and especially when I heard we're going to get into the 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I thought. I should leave them in all week.
You could put them out during the day if you want, when it warms up.
Uh-huh. That's what I've been doing with my a couple of other plants, like my gardenia. It's even blooming a flower right now.
Isn't that cool? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
You could throw a bunch of layers of frost cloth or burlap or something on top of the gardenia and not have to bring that in and out of the house. It can handle the cold weather.
Uh-huh.
However you want to bring your plants in and out, if you want to leave them in for a while, for a few days or so, okay, that's fine. And then put them outside again on a nice sunny day and then bring them back in again. So, yeah, but those guys will, with this 26 degree weather coming along, yeah, they'll bite the dust if you don't protect them. So, yeah.
Okay.
And wrapping them up with the frost cloth and all that stuff, it only goes down to that frost cloth protects plants, I think, only down to like 28 degrees or so, maybe 30. It just depends on where you are. And if we get lower than that, that frost cloth will help, but you'll still have a lot of frost damage done.
Yes.
So you love those plants. Just do what you can to, you know, keep them happy.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, okay. Noreen.
And have a wonderful New Year, Noreen.
Oh, thank you. You too.
All right, thanks. Good talking with you. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue the story about Gwen's Garden's candid camera adventure. This is Garden Talk at KSRO. We can take more calls, 636-1350. We have an hour and 15 minutes. One of you will win that $50 gift certificate to Mary's Pizza. Tom Simino, the Sonoma County wine guy, joins me and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen at 11 o'clock to reveal his best wines of 2016.
The Drive with Steve Jackson. Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
If you're trying to advertise your business, it can feel very expensive. One of the reasons for that is that many advertisers mistakenly believe that trying to reach as many people as possible with their ads is always the aim. In reality, there are really two important factors to consider: how many people hear your ad and how many times they hear it. Advertising works best by repeating a message to someone enough that they remember it, and that can take much more repeating than you might think. Ask yourself, how many times do you have to hear or see a commercial before you remember the advertiser? If your ads aren't remembered, it really doesn't matter how many people you're reaching. So when buying advertising, keep this in mind. It's better to advertise more often to less people than less often to more people. and that can often save you money too.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
Stay and play at Graton Resort and Casino, your destination all in. Incredible gaming action, 12 great restaurants, 6 bars and lounges, plus nightly entertainment. Spend the night with us and enjoy our new luxury hotel with lavish rooms, world-class spa, and fabulous pool with cabanas, all in the heart of wine country. Graton Resort and Casino is your destination all in. Book your stay today at GratonResortCasino.com.
There's no place I'd rather be.
NY Pie at 4th and Brookwood in Santa Rosa is staying open till 4:20 a.m. New Year's Eve weekend, December 30th and 31st. Open regular business hours, 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. Best draft beer specials, lights display, plus sweet knots, calzones, garlic knots, and bottomless fountain drinks. Hungry? Stop by or call for delivery. 52 NY Pie. NY Pie or DUI. Happy holidays from NY Pie.
And of course, we will continue Gwen's video surveillance story in just a couple minutes. But as soon as calls come in, we go right to calls.
Absolutely.
What was especially successful or not so successful in your garden this 2016? Any new plants that you tried you were particularly pleased with or disappointed with? Any successes combating fungal problems or particular insects? Any innovative new ideas you've come up with? Anything you're planning for winter, landscaping-wise, or did you put in a winter vegetable garden this year? We'd love to hear from you. 636-1350, welcoming Sarah to the show. Thanks for joining us on Garden Talk. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning.
Hey, I have a question, but I have thought of a second question. Gwen, did you get your gardener's belt for Christmas?
Did I get my what for Christmas?
The gardener's belt. You said you didn't have
one. Oh, no, I got nothing.
Oh, my gosh. You need to run right out and buy one. And you would find it easy to forget hauling your cart around.
Yeah, I was going to say I still have my little red wagon, but it is a pain in the neck when I do have to walk back and forth to get things I need. And, yeah, I should get my gardener's belt because I need it now for putting my pruners because I'm doing pruning and my phone and my gloves and I should get that.
Write
Did you get one, Sarah?
Oh, I've had one for years and I never go outside without it.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I was thinking about you. What a magnificent gardener you are. You deserve to have that.
I should. Thank you. I'm going to go out and get one.
We're going to get it. We're going to do a crowdfunding for
Gwen. That's right.
I do have kind of a little tool belt that I've used, so I can use that, actually. It's a nice little leather belt, and it's like a construction worker's tool belt. It has little loops and things on it, so you can put a little hammer in there and whatever. So I do have something. I should just pull it out and
You need a serious gardener's belt, Gwen.
Yeah, you
but,
do, Gwen.
Okay, so when you have all your stuff on this belt, does it kind of weigh you down?
Oh.
You know, I've worn it for so long, I don't even notice it.
Oh, that's good then.
So she's probably built up the muscles that can tote all those different little pruners and whatever else.
Okay. And, you know, I have a little, my notebook, my garden book that I...
You need that too in there.
That sits in the wagon and, you know, I just...
It'll the belt too, Gwen.
Okay.
Remember, Gwen.
I'm going to get that.
You're worth it.
And, you know, I can get one of those tiny little notebooks. I don't have to have my big thing.
No.
You know, the pocket notebook things. All right, Sarah, I'm going to get one.
And my question is, I have lots and lots of red flame seedless. They were fabulous, but they were very, very small. Is there anything I can do to get them to be larger? And when do I prune them?
Are they growing in full sun?
Yes. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tree that blocks them at certain times of the day,
But for the most part, they're getting full sun.
Okay, that could be part of the problem. And are they growing? And how old are these?
Probably about 5 years old.
Okay, and do you give them any water?
I do.
Good, deep, infrequent watering or a little superficial stuff every few days?
No. Deep watering infrequently.
Okay, and how's your soil?
Sandy loam. I haven't amended it.
Okay, well, go ahead and prune them now. Anytime now. Go and prune them, clean up all the weeds and everything, and put a nice thick layer, like 4 inches or so, of compost on top of the ground underneath the plants.
Okay.
Okay, don't cover up the stem, as you know, the trunk, as you know, and put that, you know, compost on top of the ground and see what happens. See if there's also some way you can maybe prune that tree a bit to allow more sunlight, because they like the heat and they like the sun. And just as their fruit production is starting to kick in and go and it's getting some shade, they kind of like take a step back, you know, take a breather a bit and don't really work so hard to produce fruit.
It's a gorgeous liquid amber, and I'd hate to take it out, but I may have to because I love my grape juice.
Not take it out. Is there any way you can redirect canes to go where there's more sun?
Probably not. They're going along the fence, and they fit beautifully on the fence.
Okay. Well, you can do this composting, you can give it all the correct watering, but if sunlight, lack of sunlight is an issue, then maybe plant another, you know, flameless seedless grape someplace else in the yard.
That's a thought.
You know, keep those there, but plant another one where it's going to get sun all day long.
Okay, that's a great idea.
And, you know, and then there you go, because you hate to pull out something to, you know, help something else grow, and then you go ahead and that plant dies, and then you're like, shoot, now you have nothing.
Yes.
So bare root season would be a good time to get another seedless flame grape. So plant it someplace else and, you know, give it a year or two to kick into production, and there you go.
Okay, great idea. Thank you.
I think the biggest part is the lack of sun.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but I think you're right.
And that tree gets bigger and bigger every year. So, you know, this year you take a look and see exactly how much sun it's getting. And you might be unpleasantly surprised at, wow, this is creating a little bit more shade than you thought.
Uh-huh. I think you're right.
So, okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Happy New Year.
I will have my tool belt when the... My garden belt by next week.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Good talking with you as always. So, Gwen has her candid camera set up in her garden. Continue the story.
Yeah, well, it's, what is this camera? This is by Bushnell.
Yes.
And it's Essential E2 is the camera. So, my husband set it up. It's low to the ground, right? So, and anytime something walks by it, it takes a short little video, like 5 to 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going underneath my frost cloth?
Okay, remember we thought it was birds originally they were getting underneath there possibly, right?
Nope, not birds.
What?
This is war. This is terrible.
You mean at this time it's personal?
Yeah, well, it's disgusting. It's horrible.
What is it?
Rats.
Oh, no. But yeah. Wait, you have your frost cloth weighted down around.
No, it's not weighted down. It's just thrown on the ground. And there's a very wide, so there's a lot of excess on either side of the rows. But those guys are just going underneath
the frost
because they can flatten themselves out like a pancake.
Right, that's right.
And there's, you know, maybe some little areas that's higher than others. And they're going under there and they're eating away, nibbling all night long until there's nothing left. And then they run out. So you get these short spurts of who's going underneath there. And then when the movement, you know, when there's movement again, then you get them coming out. And it only has like maybe it's like 3 feet width of the width of the camera lens.
Yes, okay.
So, you know, and then you have to move it around different parts of the garden to get different areas. And so anyway, so underneath our house, here comes Possum and his baby or her baby. And then we put in another spot underneath our fence along the property line. And here comes the biggest skunk you have ever seen that burrowed underground. This thing is huge. Well,
God.
You know, looking at the camera, you get a good judge of size by the plants that it's next to and this and that. So there's the skunk.
So you're going to be redoing all your rat traps, of course, right?
Yeah, well, I've got to get them out. Now that we know what they are.
Okay.
And yeah, and so, you know, you can't have rat traps out and then the birds come.
Of course,
so,
that's right.
You know, I'll get the crate, you know, kind of put the crate there so the rat hopefully will go under there. But, you know, they're very smart. They are hard to trap, but...
But at least now you know.
I want to hire somebody to sit out there all night with a little pellet gun. But that, you know, if you think about it, rats and vegetable gardens don't mix.
We'll be back with those words of wisdom.
Coast to coast, late night, all night, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Have you tried to quit smoking time and time again? This time, quit once and for all with Mark Patrick's Stop Smoking Hypnosis Seminar, Tuesday, January 10th at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa. For just $49.99, you can finally kick the bad habit. Guaranteed. Over 500,000 people have attended Mark Patrick's hypnosis seminars. Try it. It can work for you.
I used to smoke 1 to 2 packs of cigarette a day.
I smoked 17 years.
I started smoking in college. I had a pack-a-day habit that I just could not hit.
I had tried the pad.
I tried the gum. I
tried Zyban.
I tried cold turkey.
None of that worked.
Nothing worked.
I just could not quit.
I have to tell you, I had no cravings.
No weight gain. No problem.
I quit in one night.
I don't smoke. Take it from me, it worked.
I recommend it to everyone.
I feel fantastic.
Tuesday, January 10th at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa. Quit smoking once and for all. Pre-register and more info at markpatrickseminars.com. Space is limited, so hurry. Visit markpatrickseminars.com.
If you want the gift of looking 10 or 15 years younger, pick up the phone now and order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and really quick. Donna from Kingsville, Maryland says, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than women my age. Esotique XV is better than anything you can find in department stores. Why? Plant stem cells, natural peptides, hyaluronic acid, and flower extracts. Amazing ingredients and a proprietary-based delivery system that guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. Simply brilliant, effective, and fast. Call 800-543-5825 to try Esotique XV for yourself. You'll feel the difference and see the results very quickly or your money back, no questions asked. Call now, and for the first time, you'll get Genucel for bags and puffiness free with your order. Call now, and shipping is also free. That's three free gifts for trying Esotique XV today. Call 800-543-5825 or go to xvbeauty.com. That's 800-543-5825.
For over 40 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions, not just quick fixes, for our entire community. Everyone deserves a good life, a quality education that leads to a stable job, income that can support a family through retirement, and good health. To create lasting change, United Way focuses on solving the underlying causes of common problems in education, income, and health. The mission of United Way of the Wine Country is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of our community through leadership, community engagement, and effective investment. United Way of the Wine Country envisions an educated community where all people live healthy, productive lives and can contribute to the well-being of our communities. For more information about United Way of the Wine Country and to see how you can give, advocate, or volunteer, go online to UnitedWayWineCountry.org. United Way of the Wine Country, improving lives locally.
Well, we're ready. I don't know if you are, for the news at the top of the hour. Are you ready, Gwen?
I'm ready.
Okay. Refill coffee cups, everybody, and meet us back here in about 5 minutes for hour number two of Garden Talk. At 11, it's Chef John Ash and John Ash in the Kitchen, the best wines of 2016.
Hi, I'm Steve Kerr, and you're tuned to KSRO Santa Rosa, Sonoma County's home of the Warriors.
Aldinger, they're getting ready in New York for a celebration at the crossroads of the world. About 1 million people are expected to pack Times Square to watch the ball drop at midnight, and ABC's Eva Pilgrim says they will not be alone.
In New York, they're used to having to deal with security issues. They have a command center in place with thousands and thousands of cameras that they can keep eyes on what's going on top of these 7,000 extra police officers that they're going to have on the ground, both visibly and those that you can't see. You see clearly a security presence here.
And many of the revelers may wish they'd brought an umbrella.
It's chilly now. Wind chill's below freezing, but it'll be a little bit milder. Seasonal temperatures, maybe a rain shower. I think that'll hold off till after midnight.
ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano in New York. The new year is already here in some parts of the world. Fireworks in Beijing, China. This is actually the first of two New Year celebrations in that nation. Chinese New Year will arrive on January 28th. A suspect in the fatal shooting of a Pennsylvania state trooper has been shot and killed after making threats to police. Authorities located the suspect in a mobile home in the central part of the state. A dive team has been assembled in Cleveland now that the Coast Guard has suspended its search for a small plane that disappeared over Lake Erie. Khaled Bahour runs Burke Lakefront Airport, where the flight originated.
Our goal right now is to extract the aircraft from the water and bring it to closure.
There are six people on board the plane, including the CEO of Superior Beverage. The college football playoffs begin today. First up, Alabama and Washington, followed by Clemson and Ohio State. The winners will play a week from Monday. You're listening to ABC News.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes, like this popular recipe. Start with a working couple. Add two demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Bake for 8 to 10 hours or until too tired for grocery shopping. Remove from office and place in home to cool. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Preheat ambition to cook healthier. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Be sure to remove any tight or uncomfortable shoes. Add 2 cups of wine. Sip until tender. Choose a recipe that looks delicious. Remove pre-measured fresh ingredients from HelloFresh recipe box. While following step-by-step recipe, use delicious aromas to motivate kids to set the table. Cook until mouth starts to water, and holy ravioli, you can add tasty mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
Police are looking for a gunman or gunmen who fatally shot two people outside a hip-hop concert last night in Wallingford, Connecticut. Denise Ward's nephew is one of the victims, and she's grieving along with her sister.
15 years ago, now she done lose. She's losing. She done lost another son. It's too much to bear. It's terrible.
Police say the motive is still unclear. So what's next for Ronda Rousey? The UFC fighter came up short in her attempt to make a comeback.
This was supposed to be Ronda Rousey's triumphant return to Ultimate Fighting, but her opponent, current bantamweight champion Amanda Nunes, had other ideas.
She's walking Ronda down. She tags her again. Amanda Nunes!
On UFC pay-per-view, and just 48 seconds into the first round, the fight was stopped and Nunes defended her belt. ESPN's Ramona Shelbourne.
It was over before it even started. It almost felt like the other end of a Ronda Rousey fight, which she used to win in under a minute.
So with back-to-back losses, the question now, did we see the once dominant Ronda Rousey in the octagon for the last time? Todd Ant, ABC News.
It was a harrowing 6 hours aboard a stranded amusement ride as firefighters using ropes and harnesses rescued 21 people who were stuck 100 feet in the air at Southern California's Knott's Berry Farm last night. The riders were lowered one by one from the sky cabin, but fortunately, everyone made it off okay. This is ABC News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Few clouds today, high 58, 56 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 37, 42 on the shores. Sunny skies for Sunday at 54, 53 in Bodega Bay. Monday, cloudy with a chance of rain at 48, 47 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Plants.
Iris.
Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Water,
sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed